1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Time for your phone tap. And be honest.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you've ever faked sick to get out of going to work.
Oh, all the time.
The server? Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So hungover?
Yeah. Look, really?
Me?
Wait, here?
To our show? Everywhere.
Oh,
yeah, I've called in sick before for sure.
Oh.
I mean, why would you not use your sick days? Now we get in limited days, so I don't do it anymore.
Right.
It's really weird. But like back in the day when there was only like 6 days, I was like, oh shoot, I got two extra sick days
to use. It's like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now raise your hand if your significant other ever had a radio station bust you for faking sick as part of a prank.
No hands on that one.
Never well, me. That's about to happen today when we call a guy who early in the week told his boss that he wasn't feeling well just so he could spend more time at home playing video games.
Oh my god, sounds like a dream. Good idea.
He even mentioned to his girlfriend that he's been practicing his fake cough just in case someone contacts him.
Oh my god.
More.
Wow.
That is so much.
That's impressive.
That is too much.
Well, now he's about to get more than he bargained for because the company's hired some outside help. And this person takes no prisoners. It's the return of Clover in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Oi, is this Benjamin?
This is he. Who is this?
My name's Frank. I'm a private investigator hired by your company.
What? Hired by my company.
I heard you called in sick a couple days ago, and under very, let's say, suspicious circumstances.
Suspicious? What?
Your company, they hired me to make sure you're being truthful about your so-called sickness.
Are you serious right now?
Do I sound like a person who likes to joke around, Ben?
I guess not. I'm sorry, who are you?
Me name's Frank, but me mates call me Clover. But that doesn't matter, mate.
Okay.
All right, I'll be asking the questions from here on out, all right?
I'm just trying to sleep. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on.
Why don't you give me your version of things, and I'll be the judge of who's telling the truth or not.
I'm not lying. I woke up feeling terrible 2 days ago, running a fever, stopped up everywhere.
If you have a fever, what's your temperature like? Huh?
I don't remember my temperature. Why is my company doing this?
Oh, what a coincidence. I ask for one simple answer, and you can't even tell me what your fever was like, huh? Weird.
It was like 101 or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's a fever.
Yeah.
Did you take that orally or rectally?
Excuse me?
Well, I'll ask you one more time. Did you take it in the mouth or up the bum?
Just the normal one, in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sick. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
You think you're sick, huh? I'll tell you about being sick.
What are you talking about?
Try 14 days on a Chinese fishing boat with a case of turtle pox.
What?
Throwing up, soiling yourself so violently, they have to tie you up in a stingray net. Now that's sick, mate. Oh, here it is again, the fake coughing, eh? You think I'm in a fall for that? I'm not.
This is a real cough, man.
Yeah, you're a good actor, mate. Oh, I can do that too. Look at me. But I'm perfectly healthy.
Look, I just need to go to sleep, okay? I don't really care who you are anymore.
Okay, listen, other than sleep, what else have you done to help yourself recover?
Oh, God, I'm still on the phone with you. I'm drinking a lot of water. You know, you gotta do that.
Water. Any medications?
I've taken a couple Tums.
Tums?
Is that satisfying for you to hear?
No. Might as well be eating gummy bears. You need something that'll really help you, mate.
What's that? What would you suggest?
Leeches. How do you think I got rid of them turtle pox?
You
put the leeches on your body, they suck the bad
blood
out.
What's the name of your company?
It doesn't matter, my name of my company. This is about you and your company.
It kind of does, because I'm starting to question how real you are, sir. I'm telling me about turtle pox, trying to put leeches on my body.
I'm like, sorry. What? All right, you want to get back to playing video games? Because I've been watching you all morning, and I see you playing Call of Duty.
Okay, that's crossing a line. How are you watching me?
You're getting sensitive now. It's probably because your kill-death ratio's rubbish. You suck.
What do you mean, you know I'm playing Call of Duty? This is creepy, man.
I know you're playing Call of Duty because your girlfriend Mia told me she's been doing reconnaissance for me all morning.
Mia?
Dude, it's all a joke, man.
What?
My name's Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, man. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, my God.
Your girlfriend Mia actually set you up, man. She said that you've been faking sick to work just so you could have a few days off. She wanted us to call you out, man.
Oh, here we go with the fake coughing again. You go get some rest and feel better. I'll keep guard watch over you to make sure no one sneaks up on you, mate.
I'm sure you will.
And if you need a temperature check, holler at me. I'll be right outside your door.
Jesus.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.